Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. I'm not drunk, I'm autistic. I'm Nara Birch. I'm in my pajamas. I'm not wearing pants. That's why I have my blanket. You're just welcome to Tism Talk. We're just gonna sit and chat a little bit and knit and or craft whatever you wish to do. Let me introduce you to my blanket. It is an autistic joy of mine. His name is Squishy. I've had him for 10 years. He's like my favorite sensory experience in the world. If he gets dirty, we have to wash him immediately because I need to have Squishy. If I don't have Squishy, I get very upset. So yeah, he's part of my tism. So what am I knitting, you may ask? It's a sock. I know how to knit socks now. I have a completed sock right here. I used the Rye Light pattern by Tin Can Knits, which if you wanna learn how to make socks, it's a great pattern. And I used the yarn for this is a Hue Loco in the colorway Popsicles and Ponytails. And then this is the second sock. It is also the Rye Light, but instead of doing this like little garter stitch panel, I'm just gonna be doing stockinette and having a contrast cuff, toe, and heel in and using the Hue Loco. And then this is Malabrigo Ultimate Sock in the colorway Wabi Sabi, which I bought to make a hat for one of my listeners. Hi, I hope you got it okay. But yeah, I just am very, very happy with it. I know my last episode was a little rough. If you're listening in order, I've definitely been on quite the roller coaster, but I'm doing a lot better now. I have an interview today for a job, which I honestly think that has been a really big part of my depression. Not only, I know socializing has been a really big part of it, but that's another thing that this job is gonna do. It's gonna hopefully give me some opportunities to socialize. So I'm really excited about it. I have the job. I know I have the job. It's where my fiance works, and it's just the interview is a formality, but even with the interview being a formality, I'm still gonna be nervous because that's just who I am. I have such terrible anxiety when it comes to job interviews. I don't know what it is. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. And hopefully, a lot of the people there know me where I'm going to interview now, so that also helps. I just have to promise that I'll be less neurotic on the job than I am in person. So yeah, that's happening. I'm also going to be moving soon. I feel like things are, for some reason, October and fall are always my good months. Like, it's when my magic is strongest, it's my spirituality is strongest, it's just my vessel is the most comfortable. I don't know, I've always had better luck in fall and October than I ever have in any other, like, season. And so things that I've been waiting for a while are happening. We're hopefully going to be moving soon. We're just waiting for the house to be finished up a little bit. I think there's some work still going on, but we're hoping to move out by the end of the month. So we got to start packing. Oh, it's so nice. The last time I packed was when I was trying to leave my ex-spouse in secret, and like, I would do a box or two a night, every night that he wasn't home, and just like hide it from him. And it was terrifying, yet organized. Let me just say, my fiance and I are fucking stellar at moving. And this time, it's not going to be under such heinous circumstances. So I feel like it's going to go really well. A lot of the things were my books. I have just boxes of books everywhere that we haven't unpacked yet because I wasn't able to read. I got new glasses. I can read now. I know. Isn't this exciting for you all? It's exciting for me. I can read. By the way, I'm sorry if the camera's a little off kilter. It looks like it is. Things are tilting. But we're doing our best. I can always just move my head like this. I was actually, when I was born with, I think it's called torticollis. So I was like completely paralyzed on my left side. So my head was like this constantly. So sometimes I just like go like that. And it just reminds me of when I was a baby. But I can read now, and that's actually helping a lot. I also have a timer going, so excuse me if I look at it, because I think I need to clear off some room on this SD card. I actually recorded this episode a couple of days ago, realized that it was on like a set timer, and then had a meltdown when I realized I didn't record everything. And I was gonna redo it that day, but I was like, no, let's not. And we're redoing it today, which works out well because we're gonna go to the library before my interview, which is good because I'm very excited for that. I actually get to check out books now, although I have been checking out a lot of movies. I watched a 4-hour documentary about the circus yesterday. That was fucking fascinating. I learned that circus women had a really big part in the suffragette movement. They had a whole chapter of like circus women for suffragette or whatever the fuck it was called, and they went and trained. Like, they went and talked to the suffragette movement saying, like, hey, we're on the road. We can spread the message. What do we do? What do you want us to talk about? Like, it was really cool. I really, really liked that. It was just fascinating. I honestly could have watched 4 more hours. But they didn't have it. They only went up to, like, the late 50s from, like, it was the history of, like, the circus in America from the 1800s to, like, the late 50s, 1950s, which I honestly, it could have gone for even more, but it was a cool PBS documentary, and I don't know, I really liked it. I am excited to get to actually hang out with humans and socialize, though, because that's how I've been, like, spending most of my time. But we're gonna also get to go on a walk, which is another thing I think has really been hindering my depression. I don't go outside. I used to go outside a lot, but I've just become fearful of getting kidnapped. Not only because I listen to way too much true crime, but because it's happened to me like 3 times at this point, where people have approached me in nefarious ways while I was out walking by myself, and I just don't feel safe doing it anymore, which sucks. I also don't like sitting on our porch anymore because we just had a family of yellow jackets move in, and even though it's god dang 57 degrees outside, or sometimes 47 degrees, they still live out there. So no sitting outside on the porch and knitting for me, because that terrifies me. I've never been stung by a bee, and I don't wish to have it happen. I don't wish for it to happen. But yeah, that's kind of my plan for the day. We have some exciting things sandwiched in between, like, a nerve-wracking thing. But I'm hoping I get to start this Thursday. I'm going to be hosting at a restaurant, which I know, that sounds like a social job, doesn't it? But I think I can handle it. I'm really good at scripted interactions, and I've already determined, like, I've asked this several times, like, if anyone's mean to me, can I just go get a manager? And the answer is yes. If anybody's mean to me or things go off script, get a manager. And I'm going to be surrounded by people I know already like me, and I'm fucking adorable and delightful. I can make friends. I can do this. I can make friends with my coworkers. Oh, goodness, I'm a little nervous. Let me check my timer. We have 7 minutes left on the timer. Okay. Oh my goodness, I taught myself to do something else. There's a new craft added to my repertoire now. I can embroider. I know, isn't it exciting? I am so happy. I'm so happy with it. I fucking love it. This is my first sampler I've been working on. I really love doing the leaf stitch. I don't know if embroidery is just like kind of easy, or I'm just like naturally good at it, but either way, it makes me happy because I feel like for someone's first attempt, this looks pretty good. But the plan is to, like, oh my god, I'm gonna get to embroider jackets now. I have a couple of army jackets I have plans for. I want to embroider some mushrooms. I also want to draw, like, some happy little, I love drawing things that I like, things with faces. I when if a thing has a face, like an inanimate object has a face on it, my autism just goes crazy and I just fucking love it. Oh my gosh, I love it so much. So I want to draw like bongs and marijuana leaves and like other weed paraphernalia and whatnot with little faces on it and then like embroider that onto some shit. That would be super cool. I'm really excited. So I think that's everything I wanted to talk about. Oh, now that I can read and I have been reading, I'm also gonna do a new little thing in this Tism Talk segment because I love books so much. One of my special interests, one of my favorite episodes I've ever recorded is called A Good Yarn, where I talk about knitting and books. And can I just tell you how proud I was of myself about that title? I was like, okay, you did something there. You thought, your synapses connected in a way that was correct. And it just made me happy. But I'm gonna do a little book recommendation. And of course, my first book recommendation has to do with the voice in my head, the love of my life, Janis Joplin, who I discovered, not that like I hadn't known who she was, but like I got really into her last October when I saw her perform on the Dick Cavett Show, just by chance. And I was like, I always wondered if she was a fairy. And then I watched her perform and I was like, oh my God, she's a fucking fairy. And then we fell in love and now we're together forever. But yeah, it's called Love, Janis. It is written by her sister, Laura Joplin, and it's just cute. It has some letters that Janis wrote. It just is like a biography. There's pictures. There's even like pictures of her like great-great-grandfathers in here. I love it. The voices in my head love it. And I recommend it. I know I couldn't find it in my library system. I actually ordered it from a really cool used book website. That sent me a little letter pretending to be from the book, telling me what books it was sitting in between and how excited it was to come home to me. And I'm buying from that company. I forget what the name of it is. But like, yeah. I just really like this book. I'm really enjoying myself. The next book I have is about... It's not called A History of Magic, but I'm pretending it is. Because, like, even though J.K. Rowling is a horrible, horrible human, that is still a magical world that brings me joy and peace. And I'm not going to let humans take that. I'm not let humans, as in the author, take that away from me, even though I know it's her words. But I'm still, I just feel in my heart that it's, sometimes horrible humans can have great things communicated through them that have nothing to do with them, and I don't know, I have so little that brings me pleasure in life. I'm gonna keep reading my Harry Potter and keep enjoying it. And I forgot why I started talking about that. Oh, A History of Magic. So yeah, I'm just gonna pretend that I'm in the Hogwarts library, just my first year reading A History of Magic. I just discovered it, so that's the next book on my list. So I'll tell you guys some more about that when that happens. My timer says 2 minutes and 48 seconds, so I'm just gonna stop. I have some social medias. I have my regular Instagram is fuckyouupfairy with underscores after each word. If you're interested in purchasing any of my knitwear, like this beautiful hat that's not up yet, but I should probably take a photo of it to put up. If you have interest in buying any of my knitwear, check that out at Hearth Fairy Fibers on Instagram. I have an email, theautisticpinup@gmail.com. If you guys ever want to reach out to me, I adore having people message me or talk to me, or I'd love if you had any ideas for videos or topics you want me to talk about. I'd love to hear some of that. I also offer trainings if you're interested in having me come talk to your audience. And if you're interested in just donating to the podcast, I have a Buy Me a Coffee link. And I feel so official with the amount of things. Also, if you're into fish, like, that's not my shit, it's my fiance's shit. He just started an Instagram account called Dankquaria. I'll put that in the description, I think, if I remember. But it's like, he's just gonna be posting videos about his fish. He has some African cichlids that he's been breeding. And just some cool little fish tidbits if you're interested in that. So if that's something you'd like to look at, check out Dankquaria on Instagram. There's not much up, but he's gonna He's going to be creating, when we move, a whole fish room in his basement, and it's our basement. It's going to be so cool. It's going to be so cool. So anyways, thank you guys so much for watching, and I will talk to you later. Bye.